Thanks for listening to the Lakers Fast Break Podcast, part of the Hoopheads Podcast Network. Check out all their awesome basketball shows today at hoopheadspod.com. For another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here from Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our shows. And if you can, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do anything that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break, Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, Game Source. And of course, the great folks at the Sports Arena, plus our good friends at the Hoopheads Podcast Network, it is sincerely appreciated. Well, speculation and also positivity is all around on what the NBA teams are going to do. They're just getting into training camp. The exhibition season is about to start as we're recording this, but the hopes are out there for many teams. And one of those teams that's out there that has some great hopes and hopefully a lot of growth this season is the Orlando Magic. And here today to talk about the Orlando Magic, their youth movement, what they've got going on there, plus his thoughts on the Los Angeles Lakers and where they're going this season is a good man indeed. Please go ahead and check him out at the Sports Arena, plus also the Florida Sun. He's the sports director there. It is Alex Fleming. And Alex, great to have you on the program today.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Glassford. It's a pleasure.
Lakers, well, the pleasure's all mine. Yes.
Lakers out west look tough, but yes, Orlando's going through some changes. After trading away Evan Fournier, Aaron Gordon to Denver, and Nikola Vucevic to Chicago, a lot of money on the cap, a lot of room for improvement, and much younger squad. I'm quite excited to see what the Magic are going to do this year.
Well, with the Orlando Magic for the past 2-3 years before that, it seemed like they were in that, that stage or that area where you really don't want to be at, where you're not bad enough, where you're a perennial lottery team with a chance at a high pick, and you're not at a point where you were going to progress to become a top team in the conference. And you were right around that 8 seed, that end of the playoff type deal, exactly, where you were just going nowhere. And the trades that you made, I thought, were very good for your team and very beneficial, because when you traded away Fournier, Gordon, and, of course, Vucevic to Chicago, those trades, I think, helped pave the way for, like you said, a lot of money coming off the cap, a lot of decisions going forward that are better for your team. I mean, you still have got Jonathan Isaac that's coming back from knee injury. And, of course, there's a little bit of controversy there on his stance. But you know what? You cannot deny the talent that he has, and hopefully he'll be back 100% because he is one of the best and one of the most versatile defensive stalwarts that's out there in the NBA. You cannot deny his talent out there. Plus, you guys got one of the top draft picks and one of my favorites that's coming out of the ranks of the college with Gonzaga, where he led them to the finals game where they just fell just short. It's Jalen Suggs, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. I think that kid's a winner. I think you've got someone that's going to be, just right there as your point guard for the next 10 years. I really think, barring injury, of course. All apologies to Markelle Fultz. All apologies to Cole Anthony. All apologies to RJ Hampton. I know you guys have tried 3 times now with those guys to see if they could be a guard for the future, but I really think with Jalen Suggs, you've really hit the nail on the head there.
I am going to agree and disagree. Jalen Suggs is big enough to play the 3. I believe Suggs is going to be playing the 2. With a healthy Markelle Fultz and RJ Hampton, the Orlando Magic has a plethora of guards. Hampton, Anthony, Fultz, Suggs if need be. Etuan Moore is back with the team. And we have a lot of diversity players when it comes to Franz Wagner, a new addition. Now he's there with his brother. And I like the mix of a lot of youth with a couple of veterans. It works well. I almost forgot about the recent departure of Cam Burke. He is now a Toronto Raptor, but the Raptors are still playing in Florida, so he's still technically in Florida. But no, I wish them all well, and I love the new pieces that have been added. Let me not forget the Lopez brother that doesn't have a ring. We've already talked at the press conference. Him and Stuff are cool. There's no beef. There's not going to be any issues with any of the mascots that plays for Orlando anyway.
But, well, you know, he's right next to where he lives anyways, next to Disney World. So, you know, he's got to like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good to be playing close to home. So that way, you know, NBA schedule is tough and tedious. I don't think people understand that 82 games, 41 at home, 41 away, it's not as easy as you think. You have no type of synchronicity when it comes to your family, friends. I mean, I'm sure they know your schedule better than people on the outside, but they know you're coming and going. There's no such thing. But, you know, when you live in the land of Disney, it's got to be kind of nice. Also, the new coach, got to speak with him. He's young. I mean, he's older, but he's young. So he can relate to these players. And I think it's about time that Orlando came back around to where people actually looked at Orlando as a potential threat instead of just a casualty.
So if that's the case with the Wagner brothers, obviously Franz Wagner is going to get all the headlines, and Mo Wagner has been bouncing around a bit since he got traded away from the Lakers. Franz Wagner is going to get all the pub because he's a very versatile forward who, if he can find his shot and rhythm out there, can be a great help to your team, especially actually on both ends, because he can provide a lot of offense and defense for you if everything goes well, because he, like he did at Michigan, he was a great stalwart for that team. Again, just Jalen Suggs, I think, is going to come in and really do a number for you guys. I really think that he's got a bright future ahead. And again, you have a lot of diversity in the backcourt, got a lot of names back there. Hopefully one or two of them can really start to live up to that talent. You've got Gary Harris, who everybody knows from Denver, and just a lot of great things going on there. But I want to hear your thoughts. You said you think that the future is going to start now in Orlando. Just how far do you think it's going to go? Mo Bamba, will he live up to his expectations? I know that's somebody that a lot of people were talking about, the battle between him and Wendell Carter Jr. for the center position. So I want to hear your thoughts. Do you think that Orlando can actually go ahead and surprise some people to the point where maybe they're playing for a play-in game, playoff game? Maybe they're going ahead and really competing in the Eastern Conference.
Well, okay. You got to take away the monsters of the East. Milwaukee, Nets. Let's just get them out of the way. All right.
Of course.
And if you want to count Miami, because I never count out Jimmy Buckets and Bam Adebayo, just go ahead and add them. The Sixers and all their drama is still a playoff team. Mm-hmm. So whether they're a 3, 4, 6, they're still a playoff team, which leaves a lot of room in the Eastern Conference for someone to just slide in 5, 6, 7, or 8. Now, I see improvement in the Bulls, and we might have a repeat of the Knicks. I'm not quite sure. I don't really trust that. But I believe Orlando has the potential to be a 7 or 8 seed. And to hell with the play-in game. They have enough talent to actually get the job done. Now, of course, they'll have to play the play-in game, but they're solid. Young, youth, athleticism, good footwork, versatility. This team took a trip. They know each other. They got to bond with each other. The new cats with the old cats, if you want to call them old, because there's not a lot of old veterans on this team. You know, when you think of veterans, you think of 34, 35, 36. How about a veteran being 30, 31? All right. Michael Carter Williams is a dog. He's a defensive prowess. And he even spoke about the chemistry that this team had with each other. And as far as Wendell Carter Jr. and Mo Bamba, I don't think there's much of a fight. Under this new regime, I believe they'll be able to have enough spacing on the floor to where they could play either with each other or split time. Wendell Carter Jr. wants all the smoke. He's not about to lie down for anybody. And Mo Bamba, year after year after year, after I've seen him get drafted, I've seen him get developed, he's getting bigger, stronger, and wiser. He was the one behind the movement to get out and vote this last year. So I think Orlando's cooking with chicken grease, and things are about to start popping.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Hey, hoopheads, we all hate ankle sprains, and they happen way too often. Ankle injuries are the number one sports-related injury. Arise is trying to change that. With the iFast, your athletes get preventative protection and full mobility. Athletes no longer need to wear bulky braces that limit performance and give mediocre protection. Anyone playing sports should be using these products. Keep your athletes in the game. Don't wait for them to get hurt to take action. Visit www.arise.com, spelled A-R-Y-S-E, and use the code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off the future of performance. That's A-R-Y-S-E.com with promo code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off.
Some bright things down there in the future in Orlando, just a great place to be. I've been there, frequented there myself, and it's just a great place to go. And with the bright future that the Orlando Magic have, it's going to be something that, great to see here. Once again, I'm speaking to Alex Fleming. You got to go ahead and check out what he's doing at the Florida Sun, plus also the Sports Arena. That's available on YouTube. You got to go ahead and check that out whenever they're on the air. But before we head on out, I wanted to go ahead and make sure everyone out there gets a perspective from different individuals all around the league on their thoughts on the Lakers. Good or bad, it helps me get clarity on exactly how others perceive the Lakers heading into the season. So I want to get your thoughts. It really does, because when I go ahead and I ask all the individual fans out there from other teams, that they sometimes provide things that maybe I forgot about or didn't think of, that helps me, again, provide clarity for what I think the Lakers might do this season. So I want to hear your thoughts on how well the Lakers project in your eyes for this season.
Lakers, the second best team to beat. Brooklyn can't be ignored. A healthy Brooklyn squad is a nightmare for any NBA team. Behind that nightmare, you have Halloween Kills. That would be Michael Myers, aka the Lakers. LeBron James, 20th season. Russell Westbrook, Brody, bully on the court, excellent teammate. Anthony Davis, if healthy, one of the best big men in the game today. Rajon Rondo, constant champion. I love the steal of Malik Monk. That was definitely theft. That was robbery. Good at the guard position. I think from top to bottom, with the acquisition and, you know, the paycheck that was given to THT, if you guys stay healthy, you should run through the Western Conference. Is Klay Thompson going to be healthy? We don't know. Steph Curry showed that he didn't have enough firepower to go up against the Lakers. Will Phoenix rise again? I thought that was a one-year fluke. I don't think they're going to be sneaking up on anybody again like that for the next couple of years. And then there's Denver. You know, you got to think, they didn't play without their lead point guard star.
Yeah.
What would happen if they would have had him? But all things being equal, I believe if the Lakers can avoid the injury bug, this should be a runway to the NBA Finals to face either the Nets or the Bucks. I haven't seen LeBron James slow down, and he played the most minutes that he ever did, I believe, last year. And with Russell Westbrook finally on a team that can actually contend, I think the hunger is going to be there. But, of course, Anthony Davis, he's the X factor, because I don't believe they can win a title without Anthony Davis. He's a versatile big man with the shot. Dwight Howard should have never left. I think this is his second or third stint with the team, whichever it may be. I'm not quite sure.
Third.
But third. Yeah, exactly. Third. I think he likes L.A. But with that being said, I think Frank Vogel has a lot of pressure on him this year, because with this team that's being assembled, this dream team, if you will, anything less than the NBA Finals would be uncivilized.
I agree with you on that. It's very insightful. And with the Halloween Kills trailer that you kind of mentioned, I would hate to be a fireman on the other side of the Lakers if they're Halloween Kills. Let's put it that way. If you've seen the trailer, you know what I'm talking about right there for you. So just some great insight there. Once again, it's Alex Fleming. But Alex, before we head on out, it's time for you to do the hard sell. You got to go ahead and let everybody know what you're doing and why they need to check you out on all your different venues.
Oh, goodness. I will be on a Zoom call with head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bruce Arians, at 3 p.m. today, Eastern Time. I'll have a new piece out in the Florida Sun about the Jaguars and their problem that they have with this guy named Derrick Henry, who's going to be rushing angry after a loss to the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. NSPN, Next Gen Sports Network, we're taking over Florida. Please bet against us because we love having some recipes of disaster. Florida Sun, Central Florida's oldest Black living newspaper, working on my third year. So, you know, I'm not lazy. I'm doing my thing. The Orlando Magic has some preseason games coming up, so you'll probably see me. Well, you won't see me, but I'll be in the background in the booth watching, seeing what I can find. And the Sports Arena with John Shear, Queen of Hoops, Megan Price, Ty Ray will be in the house, and Eric Wilson. He's Voltron. He's the head. He's the one who got us all put together. Yeah, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Cali. Oh, and Michael Caratanudo, believe in the Pac-12. I guess I'm a boring guy. Sports is my life.
No better thing to have right there is sports in your life. Once again, it's Alex Fleming. You got to check out what he's doing today. Florida Sun, Next Gen Sports Network, the Sports Arena, just all the stuff that's going on. Please check him out today. Any social media they need to follow?
Oh, Twitter. A-L-X-F-L-M-N-G, Alex Fleming, no vowels but the A. That's also my same Instagram. And if need be, you could catch me on the NFL or NBA carousel Thursdays on Flannacy and Flavors on Facebook.
There you go. He does it all. He's Alex Fleming. You got to go ahead and check him out today. Follow him on social media and take care of him as far as following everywhere he's at, reading everything he does, and producing everything out there he does for Florida sports, and especially the Orlando Magic coming up this year. Alex, it's been great having you on the program. The red carpet is open for you at any point in time. You want to come back to talk the Lakers, talk the Magic, that future that they have, that's so bright in Orlando. I'll tell you what, I really like Jalen Suggs. I really think he's going to be special, and I look forward to seeing not only him on my NBA League Pass, but everything else that's going on with the Orlando Magic. And hoping that Robin Lopez will actually not have his eye always on trying to go ahead and check out what's going on at Disney World. Instead, just keep focus on the bench right there. Because you know how he is. You know him and his brother. They got to love Disney World.
Who doesn't love Disney?
I don't know who, but every time I'm there, that's where I go. But Alex, great to have you part of the program. Once again, it's Alex Fleming. Check him out. Next Gen Sports Network, the Sports Arena, Florida Sun. He does it all. Please go ahead and check him out today and check out his social media. Alex, it's been a great pleasure having you on the program, and I look forward to bringing you back anytime you want right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.